We've got very shaky internet today, so don't know if we'll just be on the air all day, because without internet, what do we have to say?
Go to the phones.
Could anybody do a show without internet? How did Norm do radio?
We've talked about that before, just going a full week tactile.
So that means no... Okay, let's send up the signal, and then we'll welcome...
Because it's Tuesday. I have a sentence that is really important.
It's time for See You Next Tuesday.
Deliver.
We have a silhouette of Gordon up in the sky.
In the clouds.
But it's the old one, so it has a phone clip on jean shorts.
Is there a picture of me with a phone clip on jean shorts?
I know you're a jean shorts guy.
Yeah. I know I was jean shorts in the 90s.
Shorts.
And we all were wearing jorts, and they were that really pale blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the worst.
I imagine
with the goatees.
90s guy getting ready to go out to an event. It's like the gear up scene from The Shield or from Fast and Furious.
It's so gross.
And there's just a montage set to trimming the sides of the beard into the goatee. Mm-hmm. You smack the...
oversized t-shirts.
So if you're saying do a show with no internet, do you mean we can prep, but then once we're just here for 3 hours?
Well, I think it's open to discussion.
I've proposed this on the morning show several times over the years. Say, let's do a week where we stunt and we go all analog. We rely on newspapers. We cut out the articles the way we used to do it, and we do the show without computers in front of us.
Get some faxes, maybe?
Yeah. And I get shot down every time.
Whoa. I mean, how will we know if people are climbing milk crates and breaking their femurs? It's a big part of radio these days.
What does that mean?
You know, whatever the newest challenge is online.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The milk crate challenge. Yeah, that was fun.
See
yeah,
how Gordo. Fleeting that was? We actually had thousands mm-hmm. of people climbing milk crates and destroying their bodies. Probably yeah. wasn't more than a year ago, and neither of you even really remember.
I thought that was during the pandemic. Wasn't that the way we were entertaining ourselves?
Because people were doing it outdoors. Yeah.
I'm socially distanced, and I'm dead.
Yeah, so they're dealing with lifelong mobility issues now for our 15 seconds of pleasure.
Did you see the Colts mascot do it?
I did, Blake. I did.
Is that where that drops from?
It is.
All right.
Wow.
It is.
So Gordon Keith is here to promote his Thursday evening Twitch stream.
No, I'm
not
promoting that.
Which is up in the air.
I'm not promoting that this time.
Will it happen this week, or will we move that right to the ticket airwaves?
It will not happen this week, in deference to the compound.
By the way,
compound.
Not last week,
yeah,
but the week before, did you try to call me?
Yes, I tried to call you to be on the stream, and you, wouldn't take my call.
I got out of the shower and I saw I had missed a FaceTime call from Gordon, or two or three of them.
Yeah. And I noticed you didn't get back to me until right now at this very moment.
You may have needed something very important.
I could have fallen and needed your assistance.
You showered at 7:30 at night?
Yeah. Every night.
It feels like a weird time.
It is kind of a weird time.
I like to go to bed clean. I don't want a dirty bed.
He's correct on that. You are supposed to shower before bed rather than in the morning.
No, I think Blake's point is that if you're going to shower before bed, it would usually be 9:30.
I mean, you're right in the first period and you're showering.
Yeah, shower after the period.
But schedule. Whatever works for you.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the third period this morning when I woke up.
Tell you what I did. You want to really get sports fans and Bob mad at you? I watched only the third period last night.
And then you woke up and watched the first two?
I've got something better than that.
You watched none of it.
That's correct. I just heard they won this morning.
Had the kids solo until 8:30. That's when the second one finally went to sleep, so that's when the third period was starting. I wasn't going to go back to the beginning at that point.
Do they have names, or is it just first one and second one?
First one and second one.
See, okay. I started late. I just avoided Twitter and all that. I didn't know who won when I woke up.
I can't do that.
I like that.
I know.
I like to shift
the
world.
You look forward to a surprise.
The world revolves around me.
I know.
I don't change my behavior for the world. It's available to us now. TiVo.
Sure. You and Rudy Giuliani.
I know you just can't take...
Doing it your way.
Okay.
You just can't take...
society changes.
Not hearing...
Counting the minutes until that came up.
Not seeing the people react to whatever you have to say on Twitter. I get it.
No, it's because I want to be able to listen to the musers in the morning, and I know that even outside of tickers, they're going to reference the big win, and I don't want to miss a minute of musers.
The musers' ratings are too high. They don't need me. I'm trying to...
We're struggling, actually.
I'm trying to pull it down a little bit by not listening.
Deceit.
Just on game days.
So the days after game days.
Post game days.
So yeah, back to the musers about going analog. My thought is that if we went analog for a week, we would actually pay more attention to each other.
That's probably true.
Because when we used to do the show, it's so strange that we've had the same job that was basically pre-internet. And we all used to, you know, interact, it seems like, more just looking at each other and stuff rather than having our nose buried in a laptop.
Homo! It's odd that you're the one stating this because it feels like the way they present you is you're the most online guy.
Yeah, that may be true. I don't know.
Maybe you're the guy who needs to cut the cord the most.
Yes, that I think that is true. And maybe that's part of my... subconscious psychological motivation.
You would almost have to, I mean, where do you, can you still go to 7-Eleven or gas station to get a paper?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you would just have to do that every morning?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have them delivered up here. I think we had, you know, I would use like three papers, Dallas Morning News, USA Today, and...
Boy, we don't even get the Sunday anymore. We used to get Sunday and Wednesday, and then even that, I don't know. I guess it became so expensive.
Yeah.
We don't even get Sunday anymore.
We, on the show, we pay for a lot of newspaper subscriptions.
Sure, yeah. No, I pay for the Dallas Morning News one, but I don't get it delivered.
Right.
You had a read.
Interesting, too, though, that the newspapers, have you tried to cancel?
Oh, my
recently?
Gosh.
That's keep delivering them.
Part of the FTC.
Cancel even the online subscription. It's impossible.
You have to get on the phone.
Yes.
And they make it very difficult.
I just wait till my credit card gets stolen and then I have to change numbers anyway.
I change my credit card number every year.
I told Dan about this off the air. It's fine. I'm quite certain the person involved here will hear this. A local charity that I donate to, I change credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And they emailed me and they said, hey, we really appreciate the year of donations. Your credit card change probably was just an oversight.
Mm-hmm.
But I had kind of been meaning to cancel it, and I just never answered, and eventually it just kept going through. Like,
yeah,
I have a new card number
that
somehow keeps working.
Now there's a system that used to the old way work.
Yeah, I have two credit cards. One is a cancelable. One is the one I want to keep rolling.
Yeah, and I thought that it was just canceled.
They automatically change
now
over.
Now I don't
somehow
know what to say to them, so I just
do
never
whatever
answered.
I don't care. I was in a good mood one day, and I came out of a store, and there was a little booth set up there for an organization that sounds like it was doing some good in the world. And so I signed up at, like, the highest level they had, and that's been going on for forever.
Garbage.
Now I pray every day that charity folds. Just so I don't have to have the confrontation.
Somehow.
Yeah,
you're actually hoping that they're skimming off the top of your money.
I'm hoping that some government agency shuts them down so that I no longer have to donate to them.
I have a little audio for you, Gordon.
You do?
Gordon Keith.
Can I promote what I'm here to promote?
Oh, I don't know. What are we talking about?
I'm not promoting a Twitch stream, and I'm not promoting my Hardline appearance.
Which is every Thursday from sometime.
From 4:55 to 5:30.
Let me guess, Jub Jam.
No. No, I'm unpromoting that right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Which, what day is Jub Jam?
No one knows.
I want to be very specific as to when I'm not promoting you go to Jub Jam.
How do you not know? June 29th.
June 29th. Yes, tickets available. Jub Jam. Great lineup. But I'm here to promote the Campound, which is tomorrow. The Morning Musers will start at 5:30. 5:35 to 10. We're going to be at a remote secret location, and all of the ticket shows are going to be there.
Wait,
and it's one of my favorite events of the year.
We're going to be there?
You're going to be there as well. So I'm actually here to promote y'all's show. I'd like to promote the Hang Zone tomorrow from the Campound.
Can we book you We have a big segment we want to do with you.
Really?
That can't fit here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who do we call to do that?
Call Blake and he'll call me.
Call Huey.
Okay. Yeah, call Blake, he'll call Huey, who will call me.
Okay.
And then I won't see his message for like a day and a half, and then I'll reach out to you guys to apologize.
My wife gets really upset with me because we can be going on an international trip and I don't really pack. Mm-hmm. And it'll be 5 o'clock in the morning. We need to be at the airport in 45 minutes. And I kind of just throw junk in a bag.
Yeah, you do the panic pack.
Don't really have anything I need. Haven't checked in online. Nothing.
For some reason, I threw in shin guards and half a piece of 2x4.
But for the compound, she gets upset because I've been packing and preparing for like 3.5 weeks now. Like, I need this. I need to pack this. I need to have this. This will be fun. It's like, why don't you do this for anything with me?
Well,
all right. Why didn't ask you?
Because
bitch?
She's so jeez. Fun.
Oh, by the way, did you hear how a genteel Canadian handled Siri this morning?
Oh yeah,
Razor's like, oh hush up, come on now. Oh hush yeah, up. Right. When Siri starts barking,
yeah,
very different than his American counterpart Jake.
All right, why didn't ask you, bitch? Well,
I guess that's why there's all American teams in the race for the console.
Hey, hey.
So anyway, yeah.
Gordon, you're obsessed with audio from the past. You become obsessed with things.
Yeah, so I get loop brain on it. Today it was AJ Clemente. George and I did nothing but AJ shows during breaks all this morning. Thanks, man. That guy, you know.
But we have a new... You've added a new
firefighters
one.
Firefighters have a fun time for the disabled. Deadly avalanche kills 5 in Colorado.
You've had a new one that you've added to your repertoire in the past month or so, and it's the totally different bit.
Yeah,
so
totally
I think
different.
I have. In fact, I heard Tyler award you this a couple weeks ago. This was, I think, when Anthony Davis did he get stomped on someone or? Anyway, here, let me play this.
I don't know if his intent was he was just falling back.
He grabbed his leg.
Did he? Or was he just trying to protect himself? We saw Joel Embiid stomp on Grant Williams unintentionally. I don't know. Maybe it...
Different plays. Totally different plays. Yeah.
Yay! So now we're on the lookout for these.
Yes.
And...
Totally different plays.
That's pretty good, Tom.
Neil deGrasse Tyson...
Oh, boy.
Was on a podcast
that
with...
That blowhard.
Theo Vaughn.
The very funny Theo Vaughn.
Did he let Theo Vaughn even talk?
Well, let's see. What were they talking about? Let me even back it up to kind of...
Oh, he'd bring his friends next week.
Now, you give a Reese's to an alien, it's going to get...
Oh, okay. It was if aliens landed here, you know, what? Who would you want to talk to the aliens? And it was, you know, they were... debating whether it be, you know, would you take them to Washington, D.C. to talk to our leaders? Or, and
come
Neil deGrasse
on,
Tyson, of course, wanted
malarkey,
to
man.
Wanted
oh,
to have
God
them.
Love you.
He thought they should meet with scientists because they're the people that would be best equipped to talk,
no,
of course.
Not Neil.
Anyway.
Aliens come all this way and they don't get a word in edgewise.
That was what they were talking about when this happened.
I have a periodic table of elements.
Mm-hmm.
That are elements across the universe. I know mathematics that and laws of physics that apply across the universe.
CJ Wilson.
They got here from across the universe.
So those laws would be totally the same on their planet.
Totally the same. So
yeah. I wonder, does it need a, you need it stated first and then emphatically.
Yeah. They're totally different movies. Totally different type of
movies. So, yeah, you need...
Across the universe? They got here from across the universe.
So those laws would be totally the same on their planet.
Totally the same.
Yay. We all win.
Why does this make me laugh?
I don't know.
It's such a simple...
Doesn't
Grant
make
Williams,
any sense.
Unintentionally, you did. I don't know. Maybe it...
Different plays. Totally different plays.
Yeah.
You kind of need to said, yes.
They're totally different movies. Totally different type.
Yeah!
Totally.
Why is this so great?
I don't know.
When was that? Like a decade ago? More?
Oh,
15
for sure.
Years ago?
Yeah, let's see.
It was whenever, whatever movie he was talking about.
Avatar.
And then something you used to be obsessed with.
Okay.
But you're not anymore.
It can come back around. What is it?
But it was during that same exact podcast where this was said.
Is outer space gay or straight?
Is outer space gay or straight?
I don't know, man. I just think space is super gay.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Man. That is tough to listen to.
I guess this is just the...
But you haven't backed off of it. You still claim that outer space has homosexual properties.
Well,
super gay.
There was a time, kids, where it was much more acceptable to call something that you thought lame and boring gay.
Yes. And it was like
it was
5 minutes ago.
And it's when this light is off. But other than that, it's not okay. Yes, that stands. I generally think people who are really stoked on space, I think it's weird. You included.
Yeah, I know. I think that the universe is incredibly fascinating. And out there just inspires nothing but wonder.
And then people then usually, again, people or you, take the next step, at least during this time, that I'm not interested in anything because I'm just a dullard. It's really just more that there's a lot of interesting stuff down here.
Well, that's the thing, is like if you had made that point, I think that's completely defensible and understandable, which is that, hey, that stuff I'm sure is fascinating. I've just always kind of been more focused on
football,
geopolitics, football, whatever.
And that was my point, is that when TC and I were talking about that many, many years ago, I remember a couple kids in my elementary school having space lunchboxes, and they'd gone to space camp. And I remember thinking, that is the...
But that sounds so much...
I've ever heard.
But why is that so much worse than having the, like, no, man, you got to have Dukes of Hazzard.
The triplets.
Lunchbox. Yeah, the triplets.
Deuce. I don't know. War.
I mean,
the
military. Aren't both of them okay to be interested in?
No.
Okay. All right.
Something has to be
gay. What if your son is into space? He wants, you know, and be an astronaut for
awesome, dude.
Halloween.
Emphasis on ass.
Why didn't ask you, bitch?
Do you backhand him and tell him that you're going to raise him right?
Dude.
What? It was a question, Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
Is backhanding
all just asking
weird.
Questions. You're just asking questions.
All the way out, right?
I'm just trying to start a discourse.
Yeah, you got
to
forehand it.
Jeez, dude. Was that believable that I was upset at what you said?
Yeah.
Did you guys know the James Webb Space Telescope just discovered water around a mysterious comet?
I knew that this was all a circuitous route back to your dumbass homepage.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He subscribed to a newsletter from space.com.
Yeah. Imagine we could set up a colony on that comet and have life because there's water there. If there's water... And
the funny
like
thing
Pepsi
is,
and all Jake hears there is this, oh, great, another place out there where people can have gay sex.
This is very important to our future, the future of the universe.
Full disclosure, Dan signed up for this as a bit, and within one day came in and goes, God,
know.
These people are just so obsessed with space.
And there's so many stories every day, like a new, there's a new 10 stories a day about space.
Well, think about how much of the universe is what we call space versus... Okay, I don't think Jake's really listening to me in good faith right now, but not a lot of goodwill from that side of the table, but okay.
So the campout starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes, and I want to promote that you guys will be on from noon till 3 tomorrow from the campout.
We'd
the
like
Musers
to promote,
campout.
We're going to have Gordon Keith on our show to break down some audio.
Oh, okay, all right. When are we doing that?
We don't know.
But we're going to do it on the phone.
Yeah, we're good.
We'd rather have you. It just feels better that way.
Yeah.
Where's the camp?
Intimate, you know, being together.
I'm bringing the candle.
Where is the campound this year?
The campound is west of Fort.
What?
Oh, Blake says don't say.
Mm.
Don't say. But it is really pretty out there. I
what
love
if our
Palo
flight,
Pinto County.
What if our flight doesn't land in time? Will you man tomorrow? Will you helm the ship until we get there?
Yes.
What if we die on the flight? Will you talk to Tyler Sagan tomorrow?
Will you just not do the show?
I'll cancel that.
Because you're so upset.
Yeah, I'll be too broken up.
Did anybody believe that?
How long will it take you to call my wife and be like, hey, this is Gordon, you might remember
hey,
me.
I'm the guy who drank some of your breast milk. You got any of that still around? Like,
look, if you ever need a shoulder to,
if you ever need a shoulder to cry on, obviously. Or if I ever need a breast to suckle from, I mean, you got them.
You got them. All right.
Look at those milk silos.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Gordon Keith.
Yay!
Gordon!
Here to promote
your show tomorrow.
Oh, us.
Yeah. Draft lottery tonight.
Your compound shows.
Gordon!
That's right.
Gordon!
Well, I guess we'll see you before next Tuesday then.
But we will also.
Yes, but we will see each other next Tuesday.
And
as well.
The compound.
Gordon! That was great.